T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back here on the final hour of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick taking some time off. And we're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Tony and Gentile. Tony, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good show as always.
Thank you, Tony.
I wanted to say as a longtime Saints fan, an armchair quarterback, I want Bobby and Mike to explain to me and the listening audience on why the Saints all these years have wasted draft picks. And I know we had a star quarterback in Drew Brees, which you have to build on the future. Why did we waste a draft pick on a guy that they thought may be, you know, a diamond in the rough? What was Ian Book out of Notre Dame? And he played a few games. And what, is he on the practice squad? He's not on the
He's with the Eagles. He's with the Philadelphia Eagles today.
I mean, why do we waste draft picks like that instead of going and get a future quarterback in the draft and build a team around the quarterback?
No, Tony, that's a good point that you're making there. I think now you want your cake and eat it too, and I think this goes back to Jim Finks and I think Mickey Loomis and a number of Jeff Ireland. They all look at okay. Can we consistently win in the trenches? Because by theory, you don't necessarily have to pay the offensive lineman more than you have to pay skill position. Now, the Saints have gone out to skill position. You look at Brandon Cooks. You look at Chris Olave. And listen, you might say it's all hindsight. The Saints were going to be aggressive, and they thought maybe Patrick Mahomes would land in their lap. And, the luck of the draw, Andy Reid and the Chiefs, so we got Lattimore. But with that being said, to say that a quarterback is just going to fall on your lap, you have to be lucky. Now, you could be lucky considering. Now, you have to vision your scouting department. Look what the Eagles did with Jalen Hurts. He won the first-round draft
pick. Second-round pick.
Yeah, so you have to have a vision. And like Mike said, whether that's Hooker from Tennessee. So who knows who that guy is? So you can go through all through the drafts year after year. Whether it's like a Tom Brady.
Dak Prescott.
Look at that. What was he, a fourth-round pick out of Mississippi State? Goes to Dallas. So it can work. But to say that Sean Payton, as great as I think he is a coach, but to me Sean Payton needs to be a coach of a quarterback that knows what the hell they're doing. I think
and I want to walk into that situation.
Yes, I think Sean Payton would be an unbelievable coach with Justin Herbert. Now, if he has to develop a quarterback, just look at the quarterbacks that Sean Payton thought might be the answer. Mike, did they work out? No, there's nobody. Ian Book, you can go way back.
Garrett Grayson.
What was he from? Was he from Utah?
Colorado State.
Okay, then you had, I don't know, Sean Canfield. Maybe that was a Mickey player because they have the Oregon connection.
Yeah.
Sean Canfield. But they have not had any young guy like drafted late that you might have hope for. It hasn't worked out. Even Ryan Griffin.
But you have to have a thought process, and some GMs and some coaches feel a little differently. I know when Ron Wolf was the GM, one of the things he would say every year, I got to pick a quarterback. And I'm going to miss on most of them, but if I hit on one, You know, then I got him.
Yeah, so you might miss on 4 and 5 or 4 or 5 of the guys, but then you hit on one. The same thing when we look, Ryan. That's why there's a lot of quarterbacks.
Look how Taylor Heinicke got into this.
Yes.
League.
Okay. Like Old Dominion. Okay. You look at Taylor Heinicke. You know what's a great lifestyle? Again, I say this to be a pro. I look at Ryan Griffin from Tulane. He's from California. He comes to Tulane. He's with the Saints. He's competing his behind off. And he's doing the right things, and he goes to Tampa Bay, and he's babysitting Tom Brady and all. If I look at his career and what he's gotten paid. Come on, he's like, if he's in the real world, I mean, but what kind of gig is that? So that's what I'm saying. A lot of players, they don't keep things in perspective. They all want to be the guy.
Mindset that's what I'm going to do every draft, that I'm going to pick a quarterback. If I can't get my shot at a top one, then I'm going to pick one in round 4, 5, 6, 7 every year and try to hit.
Well Mike, when you look at the whole 32 teams, and again, supply and demand, that's why Andy Dalton ain't going nowhere. There ain't no young cat can beat on Andy Dalton. I'm telling you right now. What he's done this year, man, Andy Dalton's playing for sure 2 more years if he wants to. Young guys, okay, if you look at Heinicke from Old Dominion, look what he's done with Washington. Is he a better option right now than Carson Wentz? Not yes, but hell yes. I mean, what?
And you ain't paying him squat.
And the team's backing him up.
Yep.
So, Mike, okay, you look at the guy now with the Jets. What's his name? White?
Yeah, Mike White.
Okay, Mike White from South. Goes to South Florida. He goes to West of Kentucky. He's the man. Not Zach Wilson, the top draft pick. Man,
and he got the team
behind
for him.
Behind him. Mike, let me tell you, it don't matter what the hell you did in college. It's like when the slate.
And listen,
clean,
Mike White put up some really good numbers at Western Kentucky.
And he transferred South Florida to Western Kentucky.
And he was a starter at South Florida.
Yes.
Starter, but when Willie Taggart came in, Willie wanted a little different style offense, so he goes to Western Kentucky.
Well, Willie Taggart screwed up. Come on.
And, man, they won a lot of games with Mike White at quarterback.
All I know is, Mike, is that you get an opportunity, and as a pro, nobody cares where in the hell you came from. They look at, okay, you're competing in OTAs, mini camp, then you have training camp. They all watch the film. They look what you're doing. I don't care. Oh, where I played at UCLA or, I went to Ohio State.
Yeah, Josh Rosen played at UCLA,
too. Yeah, Josh Rosen. What? He's like soft. He's raising a country club. And Josh Rosen, he's a prima donna. He thought he should just hand him the job.
Man, when we got a lot of time, I'll tell you, man.
Josh Rosen.
He put on a show at Manning on and off the field.
Yeah.
I mean, he was snooty big time.
So could he throw it though, Mike?
Man, could he throw, Bob?
But yeah, but all you got to do, is punch him in the mouth.
Yeah,
and after you punch him in the mouth, can he still throw it? You see, that's why.
Part he proved he couldn't do.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. No, he's a good looking guy, and his mom. He was raised with a silver
country
spoon.
Club type atmosphere.
Listen, I'd be ready be raised in the hood. To me, if you have the talent, the ability, it's better to have a tough life to make it in the NFL than giving everything like, if I don't make it, I'll go do this.
You watched what Peyton and Eli did.
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing. And you got another one coming down the pike.
Because they were raised with a silver spoon, and to achieve greatness, that's unusual.
That is against the curb. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And Steve Weiss from the NFL Network, a good buddy of Bobby Hebert, right after this break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on the Big 870. It's our What Are the Odds segment, and we only got one college game this week to pick from, Army-Navy.
A very traditional game that I think, Mike, I'm not saying I'm going to watch the whole game, but I could tell you, going back to the 90s, 80s, 90s, and all that, I've always watched at least a little bit of the Army-Navy game. I mean, you know when you flick the channel, oh, let me check out what's happening here. Because the
well, you don't have a lot of variables.
Choices. But the whole pageantry.
Yeah, because of the
that.
Tradition.
Yes, without a doubt.
Of Army-Navy. Navy, 2.5-point favorite.
What do you got? I'm going to go with, I don't know, I'm going to go with the cadets. I'm going to go with Army, and I'm going to take the 2.5 points against Navy.
Charlie,
I think it's going to be a nice game. So,
Charlie, you next.
Do y'all want a standings update?
Yeah, you can give us that before we do all this.
Yeah.
Bobby, you and I are tied at the top at 42-40.
Oh, hello.
Christian, I mean, we all had terrible weeks last week, fellas.
That's like, awful.
I went 4-5. Bobby, you were the only one over 500 with 5-4. Christian, after going on a roll and having a 7-0 week, had a 3-6 bounce back week. And then, Mike, you went 4-5 as well. Okay. So that's where we stand.
Well, yeah, I thought I did worse than that, to be honest.
No, the only thing, Charlie, Mike, you know what I think helped me is that I thought the Saints were going to win, but they did cover.
Yeah, that's true.
They did.
Diliberto used to always say that. You know, it's not about if you win or lose, it's if you win money.
Yeah, right. They did cover.
So, Charlie, what's your thoughts? Army-Navy.
I got Army here. You know, Navy had that real big win against UCF late in the season, but I don't know. This game is always such a toss-up,
yeah.
So I kind of tend to lean towards the underdog in the game because there's a bunch of times that this game has ended up being like a one-point difference.
Yeah.
So I'll take Army to cover.
Well, I'm going to go Navy here.
I think
Navy covers the 2.5. Don't ask me why, but that's my thinking on it.
If it's like one, I mean, I don't know, 2.5 maybe might be a little difference, but like 1 or 2 points, that's like a pick'em type game.
It's always a pick'em
yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's close. And then every once in a while you see, man, some team get hot and they just blow them out. And then it's pedal to the metal when they get a lead on them. Jets and Bills. Bills, a 9.5-point favorite over the Jets. Bobby?
I'm a Bills fan, and it's at Buffalo. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points, but I'm going to lay the points, and I'm going to go with the Bills, 9.5. The Jets just didn't finish against the Vikings last week. I was hoping. Twice. Two opportunities.
Yeah. They couldn't run the ball.
Could not run it. So, that's a lot of points. I can see why you might go in the Jets' direction, take 9.5, but – if it was in New York, I would take the 9.5, but it wouldn't be 9.5. But it's at Buffalo, so I'm going to take the Bills and give up the 9.5 points.
Charlie?
The Jets just beat the Bills like 3 weeks ago. I think it was by 3 points.
Yeah.
They burned me this past weekend, so I'm kind of scolded by that. I had them +3 against the Vikings, and then they went ahead and went 1 of 6 in the red zone. If they do that again, the Bills are going to blow the door off of this game. So I'm back and forth on it. I think the Jets do cover because they have such a good defense. I don't really like putting my faith in Mike White. I was feeling Mike White last week against the Vikings after his huge performance 2 weeks ago.
Till he spit the bit.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is, okay, be honest, Mike, or come on, Charlie. I'm not saying Mike White's the answer. But he's way better than Zach Wilson.
Oh, he's stealing his job.
Yeah, he got the job.
I'm not saying he's the answer, but he's way better than Zach Wilson.
And the team believes in him.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm going with the Jets here. I'm going to take that 9.5. No, Buffalo, man, at times they look so good. And other times it's sort of ho-hum. You know, okay, you know, we okay. As long as we win. Now, listen, the Lions – took them and should have won that game.
Listen, sometimes I think Josh Allen tries to do too much.
It's almost too cute.
Yeah.
He tries, play calling.
Tries to do too much. That's what they have to avoid going forward.
Do they miss Brian DeBall too?
Give me the under in this one as well.
Yeah.
If you want to play something else. Yeah.
Vikings at Lions. And this surprised me that the point spread is only 2.5. And so I'll go first on this. I like Minnesota. I think they've played well. The Lions normally give them a very difficult game, but I'm gonna say I'm gonna go with the Vikings, and I think they cover that 2.5.
Well, Mike and Charlie, you'll think about this. Look at the Vikings' record. I mean, who's the only team basically better than them? The Eagles, right?
In the NFC.
Now in NFC, I'm saying NFC. Now they going. I know they going on the road. That just shows you how hard the Lions have played for Dan Campbell. Look at Thanksgiving Day and the game.
You know, they had them by the teriyaki.
Yes.
Kind of left them loose.
Yes. So all of a sudden I'm looking at, man, the Vikings supposed to be one of the legit teams in the NFC. The Lions are trying to be up and coming. And it just shows you what Vegas thinks. It's at Detroit, and they the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. Mike. Whoa, that is something crazy when you think where the Vikings supposed to be at and the Lions. You know, I'm all for Dan Campbell, the fighting Campbells. I'm gonna give them the 2.5 and take the Lions. You're taking the Vikings. I think, look, the Vikings, if you're worth your salt, you should win. But for some reason, who can hate the Lions or the Browns? I mean, I guess if you live in Cincinnati, you hate the Browns. But who can hate, like, the Lions? I mean, you want to talk about the Super Bowl era never winning anything. That's why I almost want the Lions to win all the time because I just feel sorry for them.
So you're taking the Lions?
Yes, I'm taking the Lions.
That's a long get around, Charlie.
And I'm giving up the 2.5 points.
I'm with you.
Oh,
I'm with you. And for a couple of reasons. One, the Lions are hot right now. 4 or 5 games won. And then if you look at the Vikings, I've been saying this for a while now, the Vikings are overrated. They should be like a 6-6 type of team.
Well, the Saints should have beat them.
I know, but out of their 10 wins.
Yeah, they didn't exactly.
Out of their 10 wins, how many of those wins have come by one possession games?
Yeah, but better be lucky than good,
but
Charlie.
Yeah, listen, I'll take that one possession win over that one possession loss.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I wish the Saints were like the Vikings.
Yeah, you know? I will take that one possession win.
You know who's not getting enough respect? And I'm telling you, there's not enough quarterbacks. Maybe I like him because my daughter went to Cal, went to Berkeley. Jared Goff. Jared Goff has not been a liability for the Lions. He's been an asset. You look at all the starting quarterbacks. Jared Goff, look at his numbers.
And they actually looked as though they were trying to push him out the door in Detroit.
They still might take a quarterback. They had the Rams pick.
I can tell you right now, Jared Goff will have at least the handful of years to come. He'll have a job. They didn't have quarterbacks better than Jared Goff. I think he's done an outstanding job for the Lions this year.
I think he's done a really good job.
Yeah, come on.
And now they get Jameson Williams back in that lineup that they didn't have before.
The Lions have good young pieces.
They got some pieces of the puzzle.
I look at Jared Goff between 15 and 20 top NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I would put him in that range.
They got 32 teams. You got a backup of 64. So, Mike, that's that far-fetched to say that I would say out of 32 starting quarterbacks, he's between 15 and 20.
I agree with you.
Right. I mean, that means he's a starter.
Eagles at Giants. The Eagles, a 7-point favorite. You know what? I'm taking the 7 points in the Giants. The Eagles have the big advantage at quarterback. They played well. Last week, they thumped the Titans. They thumped them.
So you're taking Philly to cover?
No, I'm taking the Giants.
He's taking the Giants in the
7 points. Mike, I'm going to go get you there. Just make it interesting. I'm going to take the Eagles and give up the 7 points. I'm kind of E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I'm on the Eagles bandwagon right now. Listen, you know what? I think while I'm on the bandwagon, I think I don't hate them as much as the Cowgirls, but I hate New York teams. I probably hate the Giants more than the Jets because the Jets haven't won anything. But, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, from a national perspective or even local perspective, you know how you cover a team? I don't care, but the ESPN, Fox, CBS, whatever, You let the Giants and the Jets be amongst the elite teams.
You let them get into the playoffs?
Oh my God. No, that's all people want to talk about.
You're going to be inundated.
So that's why I'm like, screw New York. Screw the Big Apple. I like the Big Easy. I ain't wearing no damn Big Apple. So I'm like, go Eagles. The Eagles are more blue-collar than the damn New York Giants. So I'm going with the Eagles, and I'm giving up the 7 points.
Charlie? I got the Eagles as well. I think the Giants' only shot in this game is just if they beat them like Washington beat them. And just have Saquon Barkley have a day on the ground.
He needs to have a big game.
I think the Eagles, Ndamukong Suh, and they reinforced that rushing defense.
With Linval Joseph.
Linval Joseph as well. Wow. Just big beef in the middle of the defensive line.
And they get Jordan Davis.
If the Giants cover this game, it's going to have to come down to Saquon having a massive day and Daniel Jones making some big throws. And I'm just taking the Eagles -7. I think it's probably going to be like a 10-point game.
Bucks at 49ers. 49ers are 3.5-point favorite. You know what? I've seen that 49ers defense, and I saw what the Bucks offense was. You know what? I'm going with San Francisco.
Well, I am too. I am too. I don't care who's playing quarterback, Jimmy G or not, for the 49ers. I think the 49ers defense is going to give Tom Brady the business. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 points, but I look at the 49ers. You know what? I love fantasy. Who doesn't live in the fantasy world? I live in the fantasy world. I want next year, the next couple of years, I want Tom Brady playing as long as he can play. I want Tom Brady to go back home. He's from San Mateo. I want next year Tom Brady to be the 49ers quarterback.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, what? If he could just do what Shanahan. Okay, Tom Brady, you can't come here and run the show. You got to do what Shanahan says.
I think he'd be fine with
that. He needs to do that because of supporting cast. I think Tom Brady with the 49ers would be magical. Now, I'm just like, because I'm a pro football fan, I'm just saying to watch football. So I'm looking at.
And I ain't got to cart all that water. That defense and that running game's going to help me.
Yeah, so supporting cast. I kind of like when he came to Tampa Bay and they won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady and all that. But I'm taking the 49ers. I'm giving them 3.5. I think they're going to give Tom Brady the business and the Bucks.
It's going to make it a miserable Sunday because you're going to think about the Saints put them away.
Yes, yes, and all of a sudden.
You're going to say, I'll be damned.
We'd be in first place. Are we right there to just beat Atlanta going forward? That's another story.
Charlie?
I'm riding the Brock Purdy pain train. I'm with y'all. This is a clean sweep of the 49ers. The 49ers offense will do enough to get it done. And their defense, I mean, y'all have said it ad nauseum. Their defense is going to crush Tom Brady. It's going to be a rough day for the Tampa offense.
Well, all you have to do is put Bosa against, who's that?
Donovan Smith.
Donovan Smith, who holds every other play or maybe every play, and whether they're going to call it or not.
Did he get last week 4 sacks, Bosa?
Yeah, against the Dolphins.
It was like 3, I think.
Against the Dolphins. And Mike.
He might do that again.
No.
It's between him and Micah Parsons for Defensive Player of the Year.
Smith
cannot
block for Tampa Bay unless he holds. Now, you might say, well, they all hold. But he holds extremes. He tackled Davenport.
Well, he's a 5-star holder.
The officials didn't even want to call holding. You know when they scored a touchdown at the end? And I go,
it was so obvious they had to.
He tackled him. But he does that a lot of times. So he'll have to do that to Bosa. They're going to have to chip him with the back of the tight end because Smith will have no chance against Bosa.
Sunday night football, Dolphins at Chargers. Dolphins 3-point favorite. You know what? Man, I don't know what the hell you get with the Chargers from week to week.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going with Miami,
I think they bounce back after
getting beat by the 49ers. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins here and spot that 3.
Well, I want the Chargers to continue to lose, so Sean Payton goes there and they hire him so we get compensation.
Is this how these picks work?
Pretty much.
No, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, I want the Chargers to continue to lose, so all of a sudden we got to go in a different direction. We got the right quarterback in Justin Herbert, so we're going to bring Sean Payton on board. We're going to get compensation for him. But with all that being said, I can't go. Now, if it was in Miami, I would take the Dolphins. But it's at the Chargers -3.
It's good weather anywhere you're going to
play. I don't know, Mike. You remember the Dolphins? I'm going to go with the Chargers and give up the 3 points.
Yeah, just because you love Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I love Herbert because that's my long lost.
Because now.
That's my long lost Anglo-Saxon
relative. He did tell me. when he came to Manning. I am related to Bobby some kind of way.
Oh, yeah, the whole name, Hebert, and all that, it's all related. It's all Germanic.
And when you told me, is he bigger than me? And he was sitting, and he stood up and took a picture with me. I was like, Bob, he's bigger than you. You and I have stood up next to he's a big dude.
Listen, Justin Herbert, my family, we're all barbarians fighting the Romans, and they never could overtake the Germans, the barbarians. They couldn't do that. This is basically 2,000 years. They couldn't overtake it. They can overtake the Gauls in France, and then they went on to England and all that, but they couldn't overtake the Germanic tribes. And what happened? So the Abers, and the reason why you got Aber and Herbert, the Herberts were Anglo-Saxon. They went to England. So you got Herbert, then the Abers went to France. But it's all the same people. They're all German barbarians.
Yeah, they all got kicked out of the good countries at that time, Charlie.
I got the Dolphins here. I mean, they're just a more complete team. And I'm with Bobby. I'm just kind of hoping that the Chargers keep losing so we can get that higher draft pick.
I do know one thing. Mike McDaniel's a hell of a lot better coach than that dude that's coaching the Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The Dolphins coach, and I like it. I don't know. He says he's multiracial. Well, what the hell's that this day and age? I don't know. You black or white or you Hispanic, Latino, whatever. Multiracial.
It doesn't matter to me.
Wait, is that like Tiger Woods? I don't know. I'm like an alley cat. I got so many, the gene pool in me is from all these different nationalities.
But that cat can coach.
No, he
Man,
knows
Mike
what he's
McDaniel
doing.
Mike McDaniel knows what he's doing.
And he's a modern-day coach. He knows how to relate to the young players. Without a lot. He has gotten the most out of Tua than anybody could have gotten out of.
I agree with you. I remember Pete Jenkins telling me, Mike, and that's how he always says it, Mike, this cat can coach. He is smart, smart guy. He said he is really smart.
So when he signs up, to vote, you know, they got like, okay, am I Caucasian or I'm African-American? Or a Native American, and then or whatever your background, and you know, never understood like male or female or you're transgender. Why in the hell they got another category, other? What the hell does other mean? What does that mean? Okay, if you're transgender, maybe I can understand that, male or female. But other? What in the hell is other? Okay, other. What, are you a squid? I mean, no, you're a human being. You can't, are you a flower? Are you a flower?
That's a topic for another story.
No, you cannot be other. You cannot be other. You're a human being. You're Homo sapien. Come on.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Go to Sam and Gretna. Sam, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Man, that's great service. First up.
How about that, brother?
Depending on that insurance company, that's for sure. A lot's been made of the play. You know, the mark play, for lack of a better term, and everything. And there's so many plays. You know what I thought?
Right.
You know what, Bobby? I'm not clairvoyant. I've never been on a ball game. And I listen on the radio. And Mike is so similar to Mr. Henderson in that when you're listening to him and Deuce, you feel like you're watching the game. They're so, like, descriptive with it. And there were so many plays involved, but you know when I thought, we're choking this one away, that 12 men in the huddle thing, because we had third and two.
Right.
I mean, third and two at the 3-yard line. So that's two running plays right there. One of them will be Taysom, and the other one will be Kamara.
Correct.
You know, or a little bootleg and toss to the tight end in the end zone, middle of the end zone. I forgot what kind of play you call that. Well,
but Sam, like you're saying, the point you're making, we put to the forefront because the time in the game and all. But like what happened with Mark Ingram, but there was four or five plays. There was a lot of dirty laundry that contributed to this. Even the great Taysom Hill, that you come down, make a great catch. How about Jarvis Landry? How about you just catch it with two hands?
Put the other hand up.
And then Chris Olave. How about you? Come on, you catch the ball.
Don't let the ball hit you in the helmet.
No, so that's like 5 or 6 plays. It's like, what the hell are we doing? You can say 12 men in the huddle and all that. So we all had a part of this. It was just because this is pretty simplistic. What happened with Ingram, no, I'm not saying you're not dealing with an injury with all that, but like, no one's 100%. I don't know. You fall forward, get the first down, then Tom Brady doesn't have enough time to come back. So it was, listen, there's a reason. And it seems like it's the same song and dance that we break down a game. And it says, what happened here? What happened there? No, Sam, this is one of the few times that I've witnessed that we're a +2 in the turnover margin. And we didn't win the game? No, it's embarrassing. Considering how competitive the NFL, you +2, you should no way in the hell lose. I mean, you should not lose that type of game if you're +2 in the turnover margin.
Thank you.
I was going to bring up Jarvis
Go
Landry.
Ahead, Sam.
That's a touchdown.
And yes, it's a touchdown.
You know, those were just as vital as Mark's play. You know,
It goes on and on, Charlie. And listen,
new ways to find the lose.
Okay, Sam, or I could say a number of Who That Nation members. If y'all think that Jameis Winston would have made a difference to help us beat Tampa Bay, I mean, to me, it's not like, oh, we need a spark. If Jameis Winston had been in there, we'd have beat Tampa Bay. Andy Dalton made the plays to beat Tampa Bay. Now, he's not magic man, but he played winning football, the quarterback position, to overtake the Buccaneers. Now, it didn't happen. Maybe we need magic man. But to say
that
we need a change at quarterback and then we'll win, I don't know. You can change a quarterback. We do the same damn mistakes. We're not going to win again, no matter who's the quarterback.
That I agree with you 100% on. We'll be back to finish it up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. And, Bob, I got you some Jared Goff information you're going to like. We'll be back right after this break here on the Big 870.
Don't be hating on Jared Goff, whatever you've done for me lately.
Finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Tomorrow, join WWL and Odyssey New Orleans for the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation to raise critical funds for Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Help us help kids. Giving feels great, and your pledge can really make a difference in the lives of children and families right here in our community. Tune in tomorrow and hear inspiring and powerful stories and compelling information about how you pledge, either big or small, and it can have such a huge impact on lives of innocent children. Let's celebrate the spirit of the season at the Light Up the Season Radiothon tomorrow, right here on the home of the holidays, all year long, WWL. Bob, this is information on Jared Goff, who you spoke about. He has more passing yards today than Aaron Rodgers.
What?
More passing touchdowns than Tom Brady.
What?
Fewer interceptions than Patrick Mahomes.
Hello.
A higher passing touchdown interception ratio than Josh Allen, and a higher passer rating than Justin Herbert.
What? Okay. Again, that is factual. That's not an opinion. That's what has occurred so far in the games. I'm telling you, if the Lions are going to turn it around, they got the right quarterback in Jared Goff.
Bob, I'm not sure they're going to go with Jared future. Well, I'm just telling you.
So somebody, other NFL team will go with Jared Goff, Mike, simply because, you know, the quarterback sometimes, you know, the ebb and flow of a game was going to occur. When all of a sudden they were scoring enough points, I can remember looking at the Lions' defense, they were in shootout-type games. Come on, you're gonna win maybe 50% of that, and then all of a sudden, you know, when the defense for the Lions and Aaron Glenn, I'm an Aaron Glenn fan, he was the same defensive back coach, defensive coordinator for Dan Campbell and the Lions, is when they started taking the ball away.
That's the difference today.
Their defense
is still not good, but they get turnovers.
You gotta take it away. You gotta get the turnovers.
But exactly. Jared Goff has played much better than anybody in the Lions organization thought he would play.
Well, no.
Telling you. And he's doing it without Jameson Williams. They get him back. They get him because they didn't have him before.
There's a reason, Mike, that all of a sudden look at the Vikings' record. And I know it's at Detroit, but the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite.
Finish it for us tonight.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.